Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
They like you like Balladour Radio. They like you like that. They like you like Balladour Radio.
Good evening, Alan. Welcome to the Late Night Alternative. I'm Ian Lee. Who are you, lady?
Catherine Boyle.
Amy's on the phones, 0344 499 1000. It's distorting in my head, but I have slightly different headphones in. Is it sounding okay out there? Beautiful. Then that's just the way it goes sometimes. Alan, what have you got for us tonight?
Well, I've got a theory about this whole Brexit thing.
Oh, well, are we doing the B word? Really?
Well, I've got a theory, but it's treated like a game show.
Go on, then.
I think Boris Johnson's in Noel Edmonds. Could it steal or no deal?
Good one.
Yeah, Boris Johnson's just like Noel Edmonds.
Just like Noel Edmonds.
It's, I think Noel Edmonds might disagree.
Just like Noel Edmonds. It's dull, it's overrated, and it's been going on for way too long. Thank you very much, Alan. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, this is Monday evening at 7 minutes past 10, and just playing my old Guelo there has really shagged me up. Also, I've got this cold, right? The only thing that I've got that deals with a cold is fresh ginger boiled up, honey and lemon. And I've got one of those like big mugs, and I poured it in there, and I've finished most of it, but I hadn't locked the big mug, and it's basically gone all over my bag. So in the studio now, it looks like Shola Ammer's stall at a car boot sale. All of my stuff from my bag is laying out on the floor. There's a mug, there's a couple of diaries, there's a book, there's a retro gamer magazine, ruined. There's a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young magazine and some other bits and pieces. And it really is very, very upsetting to me to find that my bag is in such a state. It feels like I've been violated, ladies and gentlemen, violated. Big question tonight. Who are you scared of despite the fact you are actually an adult? I have several people. I've got three. We're going to go for you the top three, and we're going to compile a list, OK? I was swimming... 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You'd be very welcome. You'll speak to Amy. She will take your name and number and give you a call straight back. She doesn't even care what you're calling in about. She doesn't even listen to this show. She's listening to Tom Snorbrick on LBC right now. That's where she is. That's where she is at. So she doesn't even care what you want to talk about. In fact, your phone calls interrupt her listening of that radio station, which is being closed down next week. So I would suggest phone her up and interrupt her, because it's fun for us. 0344 499 1000, anything goes. But people that you are scared of, I have three. Even though I am an adult, I'm approaching 50. There are three people I'm scared of. The first one is lifeguards at swimming pools. I took my kids swimming at the weekend. They have like an hour-long family swim where they chuck in like floats and balls and things like that, and it's wicked, right? And it's for kids and families to just mess around, okay? So it's free swim. It's not proper swim. There's no lanes. The lanes are taken out. It's a free-for-all, right? And it's epic. And there are three or four lifeguards on duty. They're all 18, 19-year-old kids, right? And I am still terrified to do... I'm telling my kids not to jump in case they get told off. I'm telling them to don't stand on that, go and get the ball, but walk slow. I'm terrified of the... No, No, stop that. No, 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 no. The wagging, the whistle and the wagging finger. No, I'm terrified of it. I'm 30 years older than a lot of these kids. And I am terrified, terrified, terrified of the lifeguards at the swimming pool.
Well, you know why?
Go.
Because they are the embodiment of being singled out and humiliated. First the whistle,
yep.
Then the point.
Yep.
Everyone
yep.
knows your shame.
Yep, yep. But they're great guys and gals.
They're bored most of the time.
When they kicked us out after an hour, because it closes after an hour, and then people hire it for like birthday parties and stuff, I booed them. And they laughed. They laughed at the booing. They got it, right? So that's number three, right? Number two for me, Rebecca Vardy. Terrifies me. Dark vibe emanating from that woman. Absolutely terrified. If she were to walk in now, I would clam up, I would be all nervous, and I would be overly nice to her because I'm terrified of her. But number one person that I am scared of, despite the fact I am a grown-up man, is any form of tradesman or workman in my house. You heard how the plumber spoke to me, how he was. First thing he came in was, oh, you got a pretend scooter out the front.
Over familiar.
You got a pretend. I went, what? Did he actually think it's a cutout of a scooter? No, he was just dissing it as being an old woman's scooter.
No, what he was doing was showing off about his.
Yeah, he's got a Lambretta. All right, fair enough, right? And instantly.
That stuff still mattered to you as a grown up
instantly,
person.
Instantly. I crumpled and went, well, yeah, I just got it because it's cheap and no one's going to steal that. And what I should have said was, I love that bike. It's given me freedom. It's given me strength. It's given me confidence. It means everything to me. And I didn't. And then I let him try and talk me into, as if you were listening last week, you will have, Pete says, we're taking the popo as red, right? I'm not afraid of the popo.
Not even the armed ones?
No, I have respect for them. I have respect for them. I'm not afraid of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not afraid of them. I have a lot of respect for the lady popo.
Doesn't they call them that?
Something about... The police officer uniform is lousy, right? But there's something about a lady police officer. That's my thing, I've decided. Is you know, that's like some women are turned on by firemen,
yeah.
And for some people, men and women, it's school uniform. Some men, it's French maid. For me, the lady popo. It works for me. It's incredible. And sometimes I stop at a petrol station on the way home, and it's where the feds, Los Federales, hang out. And sometimes there are some lady popo there, and.
Yeah. I've been in Nando's before and I've seen you get unnecessary when they come in for their collection.
I always nod, good evening, officers. No, I'm not scared of them. So it's any workman. So this plumber who tried to get me to commit insurance fraud, and for a second I'm thinking I should go along with this just to play. What basically has happened is a man has charged me £45 to ruin my bathroom. Can't use that bathroom now. Mm-hmm. Can't use it. The kids went in at the weekend and screamed. They were so scared by it. I can't use it to the point where now I'm talking to a builder to see if I can afford to get the bathroom completely redone. It has to be redone at some point. I was hoping I'd get another year, 2 years out of it. But now I have to go on another reality television show to pay for a new bathroom. I'm not going on a reality
TV.
Yes, maybe I'll have to. So so any form of workman in my house, I am terrified of. Those are my top three. At number three, it's the lifeguards at the swimming pool. At number two, Becky Vardy. And at number one, it's any form of workman in my house. Who is yours, dear listener? We'll find Catherine's in a minute. 03-44-499-1000 is the telephone number. Oh. And we've got, let's just say, all I'm going to say is League of Gentlemen. Tell you more after this. This is Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Neon lit night talk for torch singers, trolley dollies, and train wrecks like me.
Never know just where the conversation will take you.
What I'm going to say sounds ridiculous.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
There we go. That tension. It's that little bit of tension. It's like when you go and see a rock band in concert and they come on stage half an hour after the time it says they're going to come on stage in your ticket. It's all part of the tension. The Late Night Alternative, Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, every weeknight from 10. I have something very important I want to say. Extinction Rebellion. Because of you protesting on and in the streets of London today and closing a lot of the bridges and bringing London to a standstill, it took me an extra 45 minutes to get into work. Catherine, how much longer did it take you?
About 35.
Yeah. Took us much longer to get into work. And I have to say, Extinction Rebellion, it was a small minor inconvenience that I can put up with in my life if it brings more attention to the fact that we are rapidly destroying this planet. So I would like to say on behalf of myself and Catherine Quinn,
for sure,
this,
yeah.
Thank you to every brave soul that is out there under the Extinction Rebellion banner today that is not getting paid for work or is taking paid holiday or is risking arrest to bring to the attention of the governments of the world and also the citizens of the world that we are killing this planet. We are destroying it. The science is out there. You can dispute it if you want, but science is real. And thank you to everyone today who has been arrested in an attempt to make sure that my kids and my grandkids have got water to drink, food to eat, and a planet to live on. I'm not going to resort to the lazy cliches, calling you dirty hippies and saying you should all get jobs. I know a load of you have got jobs. I wish I were as brave as you to go out and protest. I know the protests, they're slightly problematic. What if someone needs to get to a hospital in emergency? What about the people going for radiotherapy? What about? I know, but protests are inconvenient. Whatever that protest, whatever that strike is, it's always inconvenient. There will always be people that suffer more than others. I think, genuinely, that the good that you are doing outweighs the bad. And there is some bad. So on behalf of me...
I'm me.
Extinction Rebellion, thank you very much. Keep up the good, peaceful, safe protests.
Hashtag Team Greta.
There we go. Now, that may go out as a video, but I'm embarrassed because I said other instead of other.
I thought it made you sound cool.
OK, fine.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I think that. I've been thinking really long and hard. By the way, you can call in about anything. Are the phones working? Do we know, Amy?
They're supposed to be.
They're supposed to. We know they're supposed to be. They've been supposed to be for the last 6 months. I've been thinking really long and hard about the Extinction Rebellion thing. And I know it's... Here's the thing, again, right? I put something out on Twitter and... But... Twitter is not a place to have a nuanced discussion. We know that. If you want to call in about them today, you're welcome to 0344 499 1000. What we won't do is I will not allow the lazy... I bet this station today has been an absolute nightmare for anybody in favour of it. I can just imagine. I can just imagine some of the vile... get a job, go and have a wash, get Boris's water cannons to clean them all down. Why you wouldn't go and do this in China? No, because they would be shot in China. I bet... Here's the thing. I totally believe in the science of climate change, because it's science. And as They Might Be Giants said, science is real, OK? It's indisputable. And anyone that disputes it is a climate change denier. They are a denier. They are telling you, a gob on a stick that has a microphone in front of them is telling you that they know more than actual scientists. I don't know more than scientists. I'm going by what the majority of scientists are saying. And the fact that we give credence now, in 2019, we give credence to people who are saying, no. The majority of scientists are wrong. It's the scientists on the fringe. It's the Piers Corbyns. It's the ones on the fringe. They're who we should listen to. The majority of science is wrong. And they're being paid by people to tell you this anyway. The fact that we listen to those people are just really, you know... Julia Hartley Brewer is one of those people. She's on... What is she on here? 200,000 a year? Quarter of a million a year? Something like that, I would guess, right? And who's paying her? Well, Rupert Murdoch, who owns The Sun. Right, so just keep that in context. Paying me as well, nowhere near as much, but paying me. Why would you listen to her more than a scientist? If someone can explain that to me, 0344 499 1000. So the thing that Extinction Rebellion are protesting about, I totally agree with, right? Now, is blocking several bridges in London the right way of going about it? The strikes and protests have to cause disruption. If they were just to all stand together in Hyde Park with a load of placards, well, no one would talk about
them. Take a petition to number 10.
Yeah, no one would talk about them. No one would talk about them. Who would care? No one would care, and it wouldn't get on the press. They have to do something that will get them in the press. And they will be talked about every day for the next 2 weeks that they're protesting, without a shadow of a doubt, right? Every single day, they will be talked about. But I also accept it's problematic that businesses are going to lose money. Small businesses are going to lose money. They're the ones that I'm concerned about. We did hear stories in the last one that people that were going off for their chemotherapy couldn't get through. I get it. It's problematic, and I don't really have an answer for that. Some people saying, yeah, well, what about all the extra pollution from your car? Yeah, it took me an extra 45 minutes, an extra 35 minutes. It'll take me longer to get home because I'll have some of the bridges shut off. Yeah, I would suspect, and again, I don't know if there is an expert listening that can tell me, I would suspect that the amount of extra fuel that is used by cars and the amount of extra carbon that is put into the atmosphere over the next 2 weeks, in the great scheme of things, I would imagine is not that significant.
Here's the other thing that no one's talked about so far that I've heard of. People who are taking unnecessary journeys, who don't fancy sitting in their car for an extra 10, 15, 20 minutes, and could walk, are now walking for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's making people, it's forcing people to think, is this really the only way I can do this?
If anyone wants to come on from Extinction Rebellion, no reason you'd be listening to this, you'd be very, very welcome, and you would not get the short shrift that I know you've got on other shows. You will be questioned. This isn't a whole, hey, guys, I want to stick my tongue up your crack. And you will be questioned, because I don't quite know what the end game is. Well, I know the end game is to try and save the planet. I don't know what the short game is, or intermediate game. Because what is the is it that you want Boris Johnson to bring closer the date that we go carbon neutral? I don't know. Actually, now I've said it out loud, I think that probably is one of the things that they are suggesting. Another thing I like about this is it's all completely peaceful. It's all peaceful. There's no violence. There's no aggression. I took my kids to see the last one because I thought it was important. There's no violence. There's no aggression. Harrison says, I agree with the science. I disagree with those who are resisting arrest and making things difficult for the police. Well, that's part of the job of a protester. I don't think they're resisting an arrest in as much as they're being violent or aggressive. I think they're just doing that thing of making their bodies go limp. I think Again, if I'm wrong, if you have seen stuff to the contrary, then let me know. And don't worry, we're going to titter around tonight. This isn't all going to be this. This isn't the new direction. This is just what I was wanted to say anyway. Resisting arrest is kind of part of it. And someone say on Twitch said, yeah, what about the police being stretched because there's all the stabbings? Yeah, the police are being stretched. Yeah, like I say, it's problematic. I can't 100% get my head completely around what they're doing. And I'm happy to be swayed either way on some of the stuff that they're doing. But overall, I think they're doing more good than harm. I think their message is pure. The fact that last time all the streets were covered in... all their graffiti was done in chalk. And the day that they were wrapping up, do you know what they did?
Washed it off.
They washed it all off. Well, you can't argue with that. They're not spray canning it everywhere. They washed it all off. It's peaceful. It's an occupation. I think I'm on their side. Part of me wishes I were brave enough to go and join them. So that in 40 years' time, my grandkids say, well, did you do anything in that, Granddad? I suppose I can say I supported them on air when 90% of my colleagues were calling them out for being scumbags. I suppose I can say that. That's something. That's a tiny part to play. I think I'm definitely on their side. I think I pretty much condone what they're doing. I think.
Okay.
But it's nuanced. It's nuanced and it's subtle and there's shades.
We've got in the Evening Standard online, nearly 300 people have been arrested in connection to the Extinction Rebellion protest in London as activists brought Westminster to a halt. It comes as the government, the group demands the government takes urgent action on climate change. Banners with tell the truth, no coal mines, no fracking. Right. 300 people, some of them will be wrong-uns.
Yeah. Well, there's some wrong-uns working here. You know, there's wrong-uns. You get a group of people, there'll be wrong-uns. I kind of agree with them. I do agree with people's right to protest. I do agree with people's right to strike. I agree with all of that. I agree with it.
And as for the use of police resources, we fine them for other things.
Yeah.
This is something... These people think that the end of the world is coming.
Yeah.
They're trying to save the world as far as they're concerned.
I'm on their side. Unless you can convince me otherwise. And of course, I'm sure we will get stories from people who say, yeah, but my dad couldn't go and see his wife who was dying. We'll get stuff like that. And I don't have an answer for that. And I'm not going to pretend I have an answer for that. That is tragically, tragically sad. Stories like that are tragically, tragically sad. I don't have an answer for that. And that's why I'm not as popular a radio host as I know I could be, because it would be so easy for me to come in and say these absolute shitbags on the street should all be carted off and hosed down with water cannon. Or it would be easy to come in and say, I totally agree with them 100% and everything that they're doing, and if you couldn't get to your chemotherapy, well, that's just tough because we won't have a planet in 50. If I could pick a side like that, I'd be a much more popular radio host. I can't. It's nuanced. Nuance is the word.
Real life isn't Twitter.
No, it isn't. It isn't. And we've lost that. If you want to give us a call about that, you can. 0344 499 1000. Also, if you want to give us a call, and we haven't got your list yet, we'll do it soon, Catherine, of the top three people that you are scared of, despite the fact that you are an absolute actual adult. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Let's go to Brian. Good evening, Brian.
Hi, Ian. I just wondered, right, do you remember back in the 1990s we had this problem with the so-called ozone layer? You know, saying all the ozone's going to be destroyed.
There was a hole in the ozone layer and it was trapping in cosmic rays and it was going to burn the planet, yeah.
Exactly, and don't use sprays, whatever you do, don't use hairsprays.
Yeah.
Apparently now it's healed itself. From what I gather, it's now fixed itself, so... The planet does have a
no.
You know, has the ability.
Can I stop? No. Can I stop you there and point out the obvious huge flaw in what you're trying to say?
Yes, please.
Do you know why it fixed itself?
I guess I don't know. Probably we stopped using loads of CFCs.
We stopped using the CFCs. We stopped doing the stuff. There was a big hole over, was it the Arctic or the Antarctic? I always get confused.
Yeah.
And it was trapping in sun's rays and they would bounce around and they couldn't escape and it heated up the planet. We all listened to the advice. We did what we were told and stopped using or certainly drastically cut down on CFCs. and it healed it healed itself. Isn't that amazing? So it shows that we can make a difference to our planet.
Yeah, is this going to sound really daft, but I've always wondered, why don't we observe other planets next to us and see if they have, see if there's any changes on their planets? Do you know what I mean? Like Venus or whatever, do you know what I mean?
We could study Uranus.
Well, it could be.
Well, but they don't have atmospheres like us, and they're completely different planets. Listen, we know that there are cycles on the Earth's planet, right? We know that there are cycles, and think we've had the ice age and the hot age and the wet age, all of that stuff, right? Yeah. There are cycles, but the argument here is from the scientists. I believe, I haven't read all the reports, is that we are hastening up the changes,
right,
and making it worse. Significantly quicker.
Yeah.
And by what we did in the 90s, it was kind of about, it was the mid-80s, I think it was really brought to attention, because I remember doing endless school projects on it when I was about 14, 15, 16 years old. Mm-hmm. What we changed, the world changed, and we helped heal the world.
It's not quite healed.
It's still there. It's drastically smaller.
We should be back to 1980 levels by the mid part of this century.
There you go.
But there is a trend towards healing, yeah.
Yeah.
Just before I go, I'll tell you the three people I'm scared of before I go.
Yeah, go on, Brian. Let's have it.
Hang on. You know Los Angeles? When you see photographs of Los Angeles on the TV, it's all full of smog. They don't seem to be doing much there, do they?
Los Angeles does get a bit smoggy. Not as smoggy as it used to be.
Oh, right. Three people I'm scared of. Number one, the dentist. Number two, tramps. I can't stand being next to tramps. I get really scared in case I've got scabies or whatever, so I run off of them.
Well, you're not going to have sex with them, Brian.
No, but they might have scabies or something, so I'm frightened in case they touch me.
What is scabies?
Scabies, you know, like where you get like old people sometimes get it's like a thing under your skin, like a scabby mite that burrows under your skin and you start scratching.
Right.
I assume that tramps have got that because obviously
I don't think many tramps have scabies. Not these days.
Unless you're sharing a shirt with them or a bed, you might be all right.
Yeah. Stop inviting strange tramps back to your house for sex and shirt swapping parties.
Oh, no, thanks. And the third person I'm scared of is like Jehovah's Witnesses.
No, you're scared of them.
Yeah, because they try and convert you, don't they? Knock on me door all the time.
But you have the power. I'm saying this as though my fear of lifeguards is rational. Of course it's not. But with sometimes I have a good chat with the Jehovah's Witnesses, but if I'm not feeling up to it, I just go, no thanks, not today, thank you.
I feel a bit sorry for them.
I feel a lot sorry for them. Yeah. But we'll put those on.
Kingdom Hall next to me, you see.
Say that again, Brian.
I've got a Kingdom Hall on my doorstep.
You've got Kingdom Hall, so they're coming round all the time. Yeah,
absolutely.
Just join them. Dive in with both feet. Become a Jehovah's Witness, Brian.
Hallelujah,
brother. Let's go to Thayer. Good evening, Thayer.
Good evening. Hello. How are you?
I'm very, very well, Thayer. What can we do for you this evening?
Right. Well, I just wanted to talk about the Extinction Rebellion thing. Right. Basically, yes, there is science out there, and we know that there's a problem. However, is Britain alone going to be able to solve the problem?
No, of course not. Of course not. But this argument, where you're going with this is nonsense, right? It's nonsense. Yeah. Because this Extinction Rebellion is happening all over the world, OK? So it's not just Britain, but we can certainly, if Britain shows initiative, other countries will follow. You know that, don't you?
Right. That's what I was just getting at. Sorry. You cut me off before I could explain what I wanted to say. What I was going to say was that the biggest causes of pollution at this moment in time are United States of America, Republic of China, and India. They themselves are the biggest causes
And your point is?
My point is that we should be able to demonstrate to them how they can change their economies so that they don't do it. But at the moment, they don't have the technology to be able to do that just yet, or the resources.
Also, we buggered India up. India is our fault. India is our fault that they're so far behind us in terms of fuel and stuff. In fact, that they're using so much coal is because we left that country a dried up husk. That's our fault. So, yeah, we should be offering them, we should be inspiring them. We should be sending them technology. We should be teaching them. We should be helping them out. Totally.
Right. I don't mean just India. I mean talking about the whole of the world.
Yeah.
Britain, you know, we have a very ingenuous... I can't get the word out now. You know, we have a country that are very entrepreneurial in our spirit and how we do things. We're good at creating new ways and new means of doing things. And I think we should be part of the forefront of the new technologies that are coming on,
yeah.
Especially green energy. And also how teaching people how best to behave and how to be good citizens of not just their country, but of the world.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, our parliament isn't doing that example for us, which is another issue.
Faya, can I ask a lazy question?
Yeah.
Where is your name from, man?
It's actually pronounced Tahir.
Tahir? Oh, I'm sorry. What is that, Swedish?
No, I'm actually, I was born in Kenya, but I'm from Indian descent.
Oh, my gosh, wow, OK. So it's an Indian name?
It's actually an Islamic name.
Oh, OK, wow. Yeah. All right. Hey, Tel, well, I'm sorry I pronounced your name wrong, and I'm going to let you go because it's not a great line, but I appreciate the call. Thank you very much indeed. I'm not going to argue with it. I mean, look, here's some of the texts that this or tweets this station gets, right? This is from Crazy Goat. If all those eco-loons really are this concerned about the planet, then why don't they all meet up at beaches up and down the country to spend 2 weeks picking up litter and plastic? That's be better for the environment than dancing around like headless chickens in Westminster. Who knows? Maybe they do. Maybe they do. I mean, it's possible, but no, you're wrong, and you know you're wrong.
What if they could stop people tipping plastic out into the environment in the first place? If they could speak to the power?
I pick up
power?
Plastic. When I'm out and about, if I'm at the park with the kids, right, and they're playing, and I see some crisps and some... I'll go around while the kids are playing and pick up stuff and put it in the bin. That's easy. You could do that. You could do that, Texter.
Do you know what I've realised? Small things, it could make a difference. You know, you're recycling and stuff, and I know there's always this theory that it all gets chucked in the same place, but the will is there, and I'm educating my children to separate things out and put them in the recycling. And also, it helps because we don't get weekly bin collections, right? So it's just staggering it.
Yeah.
But also, I've stopped doing things that I didn't realise. I'm not a litter bug, I hate it, but I've been doing things over the years that have been contaminating the water system. Like my contact lenses, I used to chuck them down the toilet.
Matey.
Completely thoughtless. Yep. Not doing it on purpose. You know, I'm not that sort of person, but it's just made me modify my behaviour a little bit. If everyone does that, it'll make a difference.
I mean, what is there to knock them about? They're blocking up London, okay.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Okay. Small businesses, I don't care about the big ones. Small businesses, independent businesses are losing money. Okay, I'd like to see the evidence of that. I'm sure it's true in some places. And people going to hospitals. I mean, am I missing something? Not to downplay the people going to hospitals thing. Am I missing something? These people, whatever you think, they're genuinely trying to save the planet. It's not as if I could understand, although I'm generally on the side of strikers, generally. But I could understand why some people might get angry at, let's say, train drivers striking for more money. I could kind of I can understand why people would get angry at that.
Because it feels like a selfish decision, right?
And it's causing a problem, and I can understand that. But, I mean, someone look at this. Brian Fairclough says, right on, unfunny Ponce with a tash. Condescending and hoolier than thou lefty loveys, eh?
Okay, so where's the counter argument in that?
But hang on, I'm not condescending. I'm not being holier than thou. I'm saying I don't do all the stuff I could do. I'm saying it's nuanced. Lefty lovey? I thought loveys were actors. Are they actors? I haven't acted for 10 years.
No, but this is the whole point, right? You saw the guy from ABBA talking about the way people are having a go at Greta Thunberg online, and now some people are trying to cancel ABBA.
Can't cancel ABBA. You cannot. Cancel ABBA.
But going for her personality, going for her the way she expresses herself, going for what she looks like, all nice distractions for people who don't like what they're being told but don't have a counter-argument. And that is exactly what that guy did just then on Twitter. Being personal but not telling you why he thinks they're wrong.
I have a tweet here. I don't know if this is true. There is footage of it. We don't know. It says here, Extinction Rebellion have closed Whitehall but are making sure emergency vehicles get through. I've got a little bit of footage and a tweet. I don't know if that's true. But I don't know, right? And here's the thing. If we can do, we can talk about this in a nice way, all right? We don't need to... If you disagree, we don't need to insult each other. It doesn't have to go that route. We can just chat about it, can't we? Remember the old days people just chat about stuff? 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative every weeknight from 10 with Ian and Kath on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
This is Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.